From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, suicide bomber in Afghanistan. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. General Faridun Obaidi says the head of criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack Monday comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. After a day of progress in resolving some of the issues concerning the main Syrian opposition group regarding peace talks, UN envoy for Syria Stefan de Mistura is holding more separate sessions today with opposition figures and representatives of the government. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtold told VOA about the talks with de Mistura.
Even if they just talk to him and not to the government representatives, that one can say they've been in the same room or in the same hotel, rather, in the same city, is progress.
The so-called proximity talks in Geneva are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations, with no face-to-face encounters scheduled between Assad government officials and opposition representatives in this round. The plan is for the UN envoy to consult with each side separately and shuttle between the two to relay proposals and positions. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reports authorities there have arrested 9 American citizens and 24 others as terror suspects during the past week. The report did not say if any of these suspects were linked to the Islamic State militants, which carried out several deadly attacks against security officials and Shiites in recent months. Uganda says it arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president Yoweri Museveni because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. This is VOA News. African heads of state who held a summit for 2 days in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa could not reach a consensus on the African Union recommendation to send a 5,000-member protection force to Burundi to help ease their political unrest that began last year when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term. The AU will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to continue consultations on a possible deployment. The World Health Organization is convening a meeting to determine whether a global health emergency should be declared for the Zika virus. Suspected of causing a surge of birth defects in South America, the mosquito-borne Zika is spreading explosively in the Americas and may be more widespread in Southeast Asia than previously indicated. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
The Zika virus had been limited to rare cases in human populations in Africa and Asia until an unprecedented outbreak on an island in the southwestern Pacific in 2007. The general population on the island, which is home to little more than 10,000 people, was subsequently tested. It was discovered nearly 3/4 of those aged 3 and older had contracted the virus, but most did not realize it. In late 2013, another large outbreak erupted in French Polynesia. But the relatively obscure disease did not end up on the front pages globally until the latest outbreak emerged in Brazil, where several thousand cases have been reported since last year of a suspect linkage to infected pregnant women giving birth to babies with abnormally small heads. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Myanmar began a new chapter in its history today as its democratically elected parliament convened its first session, formally ending over a half century of military rule. Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi led newly elected lawmakers from her National League for Democracy party into the parliamentary chambers. This man is an NLD parliament member.
We are the new. This parliament is a I think better than first one.
Right.
We can do more, we can try more, and we can try the best.
The NLD trounced the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party by winning 80% of the elected seats in both houses of parliament. The U.S. presidential primary election is set to formally get underway today when residents of the state of Iowa go into so-called caucuses to choose who they'd like to have as their next president. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump maintains a slight lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz. For the Democrats, the race seems to be a virtual tie between Hillary Clinton and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Check out VOA's coverage of the Iowa caucuses on our website, which is voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.